Taylor, what brings you to the studio?
Well, I heard you guys have beer.
Yeah.
I put it in. He's
in the neighborhood.
Oh, I have tequila, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had a lot of tequila before this, so I'm
kind of jealous.
Not too much. We had one, two, four.
Whatever it is.
Wait, what day is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Monday.
We saw the hairiest chick ever.
Wow.
The biggest man.
Oh, yeah, my God.
What? One of the biggest man bun.
Yeah.
Power shorts.
With a dress on?
Would you ever have a man bun?
No, this wasn't a man bun. This was like a beehive on top of his head.
Yeah. We might have like a dreads thing.
That was a dreads.
No, it was like a chick. Like, he was saying his mom, when she's cleaning the house, puts on a fucking
towel.
No.
But with his hair. It was ridiculous.
I thought it was a chick walking through the door. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And she turned around and she had a beer.
Wow.
But it was like a, like, to get her number. It's like a 5 o'clock shot.
No. No number.
No. And he, like, he looked like a hipster in Harry Potter.
Wow.
He had, like, the round glasses. He had a lightning bolt in front of his forehead for some reason. I don't know.
It was just a hair. Horrible fucking.
Maybe he was a wizard.
Man bun. It was crazy.
You're a wizard. Taylor.
A man bun is a man bun, but when it's over 12 inches tall on your head,
so what about a man bun that's like your sides are shaved and the man bun on top? We're not on top, not on back, you know, like Viking style.
So on top, you look like a fucking total dude.
No, but like just on the, in the back, man bun, but your sides are shaved.
If you have long hair, it could be cool. But if you literally have short hair with a little man bun,
no.
Then that's just ridiculous. Like a little thigh back your head.
Yeah.
That's just
shit. For sure. It's not a man bun. That's just a
not
pony bun.
The only time I ever had a ponytail was like for Halloween. I've always had long hair, not always, but I've had long hair. I've experienced that. So
anyway, that has a man bun, give us a call and tell us how it feels. Tell us how it feels on your scalp.
Yeah, how many chicks do you actually get with this man bun?
And speaking of calling us, you can email us at trashtalkomaha@gmail.com. Or you can actually look at the retry the phone number on Facebook.
Sorry, it's 218-7973.
Instead of whatever you had in us.
Okay. 7973.
So hopefully our Twitter page is right now too. Oh, we also have a Twitter page now.
Jeremy's at it.
That's at Trash Talk Omaha. Go ahead and tweet us.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
Taylor, you're an avid fisherman, Twitter man.
Yeah, all of that.
What do you think of Twitter?
I like it because it doesn't censor tits.
Real
tits. Nice part.
Like, any tits?
At all.
Why?
It censors, like, racist stuff and whatnot, which is good, but, like, maybe being porn.
Oh, because, like, Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook are owned by Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, you can see tits on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm a Twitter on Twitter. I don't know if it's or anything, so.
I should have called it.
I don't. Twitter to me, or maybe social media is more like a poop app. Something get on your board or
when you're pooping.
Fucking Tinder.
That's what Tinder is for, too, though.
I'm always on Twitter, though.
So, guys, if you guys have a Twitter account, get on Trash Talk Omaha and follow you guys.
I'm going to follow you an hour.
Oh, new login on Twitter from Chrome. Just show me that you logged in.
Yeah, well, it's not at your phone. Come on, it's a podcast.
Sorry about that.
But, yeah, what do you want to tweet?
More of the weekend, boys. A lot more cracking than we cracked.
Two tweets, too. Who's tweeting us?
I tweeted twice.
Followers, one. Who's following us? You.
Number one fan.
Yeah, you know it. Let me see this. Now that I know there's a Twitter account, I will go on there.
What are we saying, Chase?
Tomorrow day. You know, you're boozing, but be safe.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive unless you really need to. Don't drink and drive unless you cut your leg off and really need to get to the hospital.
I can't type that fast.
You don't have to type that fast.
Is Say something else.
And be sure to eat your whole team. Drink your whole team, sorry.
Drink your whole
team. Crummy commercial. Son of a bitch.
Ralphie.
I wish that were still on.
How do you spell Ovaltine?
Oopity-dee-dee-dee. Oh, my
God. Take your voice on.
Ovaltine, that's right. Yeah, let me see my notes here. We need to talk about something. We're losing.
Yeah, we got in the first one. Losing
ground.
How about the Huskers becoming the Hamsters? That needs to happen.
Has that happened?
I think the bill is going to get passed today. And if it gets passed, then our human thumb governor has 5 days to veto it or accept it and pass it.
For what again?
Hemp. The non-THC psychoactive.
Oh, to make rope.
Paracord. Cannabis.
What the fuck are you going to do with it?
You just said it.
Just make rope.
Concrete out of it, out of hemp. They reduced the hemp.
Pulling that out.
How do you think they made paper before they had the cut-down trees?
Yeah, but what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
I mean, you're going to lick the concrete and shit?
You could probably have four or five harvest the hemp to one tree for paper a year.
We're not talking about getting high at all right here.
Okay. Yeah, it's high off it.
It's just because it's...
You sound like you're from Nebraska right now, goddammit.
It's just what this is for other things.
Yeah.
Just like for business.
Productivity.
You think hemp can do it?
They can pull.
You can do it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Bait.
I bet they make great, stocks.
Have
you ever seen hemp grow?
No.
Like, big ass hemp. I remember one time on the farm where we used to keep the pigs. Remember the pigs and all this hemp started growing?
Yeah.
It was, fucking 8 feet tall.
Wow.
And,
the stalks are thick.
Yeah, dude.
H-I-C-C.
Fucking, I don't even know, 6 inches wide or whatever. I remember asking my dad at the time. I was young. I was like, can we get in trouble for growing marijuana on our farm or whatever? He's like, well, that's not marijuana, but it's only illegal with the intent to harvest.
And he's like, how the fuck do you know about marijuana?
There's ditch weed. You know, there's actual hemp.
Yeah. And it was just ditch weed.
Oops.
But it was the biggest ditch weed I've ever seen. I was so shocked. And it grew up where all the pig shit. So I bet it was really strong.
I'm going to look through this, but there was a hemp car out there. They could live hemp in
right now. I think thinking of Cheech and Chong.
No, but it's not Cheech and Chong.
And then supposedly he got shot up and killed all the documents.
I wrote you that, but...
Hitler?
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
You say Hitler?
Back in the day.
Hitler.
Hitler smoked hemp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, not just
him. I don't know if Hitler came from.
But he was doing speed.
How do we get
I don't know. What were you talking about?
I got a hemp running car that ran out.
Oh, gasoline.
No, it was all
hemp. Built from hemp.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that. So, I mean,
and then
you can make biofuel.
Bits or turbine and blah, blah, blah. It was a giant meeting.
Yeah.
You stopped for this train, and then you got shot up and killed, and then all these documents got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got flushed out.
That could be an urban legend, but I guess there's something being sort of to that.
I can't remember who it was. Eli Whitney, who made the paper mill. Is that right?
I don't know.
Put out a lot of propaganda against marijuana.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Marijuana will have your wife will get raped by black guys and all their shit.
Yeah.
And then that's how.
I want that to happen.
And because he didn't want the paper mill to get taken over by the hemp. You know, money rolled everything. So basically, put out all his propaganda, such as Reefer Madness. All the shit, basically propaganda. Downsides the whole.
That doesn't surprise me. Did you know there were streetcars in Dundee at one point in time?
Really?
Yeah, and oil and gas companies. So, nope, those gotta go. We talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way the world works. Why are lobbyists? Do you know what a lobbyist is?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the different companies have lobbyists they hire to go to the government and Apple, tobacco, alcohol, pharmaceutical,
I forgot what
why is that legal, you know?
Why can you be in Congress for 69 years? I don't know why do most people in Congress come from the Marvel Company or giant oil companies.
Yeah.
To pass these laws.
So you need a lobbyist to make sure everything's cool.
No, you make sure that the politicians are on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the politicians pass these laws to make more money for
this. It's just all money.
Yeah, obviously.
There's more lobbyists in Washington, D.C. than there are politicians. I think it was like some crazy, like, 5-1. So every one politician has 10 lobbyists or something on them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep, that's politics for you. What's your first news story, Chase?
Crazy, I've seen this on the news. American climbing Everest died, which sucks, I guess.
Yeah, well, newer news.
Look at us.
Has like 10 million pounds of poop on it. And dead bodies.
Yeah. What were they looking up?
Well, Everest, I don't know, I think he's the first American in a while to actually die. They can't.
Oh, someone died up there?
Yeah, he's from America. He's trying to climb and he died. They can't carry the bodies down.
That's why like there's so much poop on Everest.
Yeah, I wonder if they've already updated it, but there's like these are all the fatalities that people that have died on Mount Everest.
They can't bring their bodies down.
Look at all these people though, dude. Look at this.
Holy shit.
What do you think? How many do you think there are? People that have died.
150.
Why would you even want to do it after looking at this list?
Jesus, man, this was more than I thought. We're almost at 300. There it is. It's 306. May 24th, 2019.
Nepal.
We don't know where he's from, basically. So it's basically exhaustion, altitude sickness. Wow.
Is that every year?
It's been like fucking. And just like, oh, stop that. 2009. So 2009, there was.
2019.
Oh, yeah,
297, so, yeah, there's been 10 already this year. All in May. That's the thing, though. You can only do it a certain time of year.
Look for the American.
Look at that, also April.
Oh, go back down. There's an American flag. United States.
Michael Corey.
2005.
Fall. What did it say fall to?
You only care about the United States people? Someone else?
Pretty much. No, I'm just kidding.
But, I forgot. Lost it now. Well, if it fell, though.
Fell
into crevasse.
Ooh, ice ball. Okay.
Damn, that would suck. What the fuck? Nepal. Well, it's in Nepal, but I mean, like.
Wait, where's the say that death's on the way, right?
Right here. Died after a fall while trekking down from base camp. So you've been
melted.
Presumed dead.
Altitude sickness. Exhaustion.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
That sucks.
That's crazy.
There's this one picture that I saw.
Wouldn't it be just crazy just climbing up and seeing these dead people like you're passing, like, fucking.
Look at this photo, though. Like, look at how popular it is nowadays. That's not it. It's this one, maybe. This is a line up for people waiting to get to the top.
Sherpas? What do you call people that?
It's a Sherpa. Look at that. That's the top of Mount Everest. People just like waiting in line. And you have to get there a day in advance to wait in line.
That's what they tell
them. Exactly.
Go back to the people that are dead. After passing.
Why?
Because they never carry the bodies down. They just sit there. They just sit there and they're dead and they're frozen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you die, doesn't mean they're going to rest. Everyone else's life is to carry you down.
Yeah, they're not gonna fucking. They weigh too much oxygen for them, Bradley.
I suppose. Well, I think there was one guy or multiple guys.
And then this is the thing, too. It's like littered. Like, you probably have to stand in line next to dead bodies. Look at that. How would you like to, like, wear the same jacket and just have across this dead body laying there? Like, a dead body that's frozen like that?
That'd be dead.
Oh, man. In the cradle position. Oh, this guy's ass is hanging out, dude.
How long it takes for that skin to, like,
breathe this, though.
I know, it'd just be like a
fucking skull and still got jeans on. That's insane.
I don't think he has jeans on.
It's a jeans, isn't it?
Well, it's a
snowsuit. It's not a snowsuit. That is not cool.
That motherfucker has Wranglers on. What the fuck? I wonder why he froze to death.
All right, new topic.
Yeah, that would not be. I don't think I'd want to take that trip after passing all the day.
It would be really cool to, like, go to the top of a mountain.
I'd like, yeah, I'll go to the bottom and be like, I'm going to go to the bar scene on the way up here. Have a fun trip, though, guys. All right, we'll see you. Oh, I got a smoking meat and charcoal and grill. Let's see, go.
That's the perfect topic for the weekend.
Let's, charcoal grills.
What's our preference?
Is that that's good meats in 84th and L. Please sponsor us. Go fix the meat. Because it's delicious.
Yeah, I'm just outside. We're
at the meats. You know someone there?
I've attended a place there a couple weeks ago for people who wanted to
eat. Yeah.
Delicious. I just had one piece of brisket. My hands smell like smoke for like a whole day.
Yeah.
What do you,
that sounds awesome.
I don't smell like dinner.
What do you think if we just, like, went in there with our audio recorder and we're like, hey, we're with Trash Talk Omaha podcast. Can we interview you about your meats? Would they be like, yeah, sure.
And be like, no, we're smoking right now. Get out.
No, that's what we can do, though. Just start, like, going places.
Yeah, so I can radio on those meats. I'm going to check you in. I got some veal there.
Veal, eh?
Really good.
Really? Did he harvest it himself?
Sliced and diced. Everything's touched by them and packaged.
Hmm. In front of you?
Old school butcher.
Yeah. That's cool. In the heart of Omaha.
Yeah, it's 84th and L or 842. So I cross from like ancient nation, really.
Alright. Yeah, there you go. That's cool. But that's like one thing I have never found is a nice butcher in Omaha.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Most people that like process their deers too, like, they was like, oh, yeah, I can get to Blair.
I think Irvington, actually, maybe.
Irvington, Blair has one. St. Anne has a really good one. Basically,
but no, but like around here, you know.
No, like, I can find a Wahoo.
Yeah.
One of the most popular ones. It's a little bit more expensive.
It could
be like better quality.
Yeah. I was always a fan. We used to go to North Bend. It's not bad. It's close to Schuyler. But, no, as far as like somewhere in Omaha, I would do that shit.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't exist. Think of how many it used to exist back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It would probably be like on every corner of every neighborhood had a butcher. You know? Dundee had a butcher. Benson had a butcher.
So, do you not consider Ivy a butcher?
No, it's more like actual.
It's
a profession.
I mean,
they're still cutting up meat, but it's still
good. It's slicing.
Yeah, you're getting mass produced.
Yeah, this is all the store does, is meat.
All day.
Oh, and it's between L and F on 84th. It's in between the Penthouse Lounge and QT Catfish. I drove by the fucking place four times today. Actually, probably 10 times.
You didn't stop either time?
I was working.
Shit.
But it was packed as fuck. Every time I went by, there was someone walking out with some kind of fucking meat.
I just had like a pack of meat
or something. Or chocolate. Somebody was carrying in meat in her fucking trunk.
Throwing it back there. You know, and
it's probably
like throwing fish. You know,
it's like probably her husband, actually. She took her dead husband there and was like, hey, can you get some steaks on this thing?
I've been feeding this 30 years.
Feeding this son of a bitch for 60 years.
We're gonna like eat some roast tonight.
Finally died. I'm like, eat his nuts one more time.
Oh shit! Maybe a good sausage as well.
Yeah. A little smoky. He didn't have much there, but.
I know it's gonna be fast.
We can get something out
of it. That's okay.
Jesus, man. I don't know. Rambling now. No more rambling.
Yeah, you're talking about fucking cantaloupes. I'm like, it's normal. What else is on your list?
Oh,
do not eat your nuts on the podcast.
I got something stuck in my teeth. Sorry, I was trying to use the.
No, you are.
you talked to him about some car he's seen was interested. You're interested in it. And they're always like, this is a great car. It'll run forever. I just hate when they say that. This car is going to run forever. It's a great car. It's like, shut the fuck up, you dumb motherfucker. You know it's not going to run forever.
Yeah.
You fucking scamming bastard.
No. I hate car salesmen. No vehicle really runs forever. Who has had a shitty car salesman experience?
I have.
Yeah? I haven't had a shitty experience, but I've had just, like, so-so experience.
Like, you know, I'm getting played.
Yeah.
Actually, how I got my truck was I drove down to Blair to go check out this Dodge, right? Did all my research to go check him out. I go, hey, I'm here to go see Mike. Well, Mike is unavailable. Please sit in his office. All right. Sit in his office. I'm waiting. Half hour goes by. Hey, is Mike done yet? All I want to do is just test drive this truck to make sure I like it. Since you talked to Mike, parentheses, we want you to be with Mike. Like, all right, fine. Another half hour goes by, so it's an hour now. Okay, all I want to do is look at this truck, and as I'm waiting, here's all these salesmen. It's a Saturday. Everyone's just standing around doing nothing, greeting customers as they come in.
Yeah.
Is it none of you guys can test drive this truck for me? All I want to do is drive it. We can get all comprehension commission to Mike. I don't care. Just let me do it. Waited another half hour, so I waited 90 minutes. They said, fuck this. I'm on my phone the whole time looking at different trucks. So I go across the street, I go to one house, I get in a Chevy, test drive it, buy it, drive over to this. I don't know what sells Dodge and Blair, but I went over to them.
Bush House.
Huh?
Bush House.
So I go over to the salesman, Mike, and I said, hey, thanks to you, I'm a now proud owner of a Chevy instead of a Dodge because all these people standing around said I had to wait for you. A week later, I get a call from like the plant manager or whatever he is, the owner, said, oh, are you sure you're happy with the Chevy? We can make a great deal on this Dodge. Yeah, that's my bad salesman experience with that. Just because they wanted, since I talked to one person on the phone, I had to wait 90 minutes just to deal with them. Like everyone else was standing around.
You never even met him in person?
Not until I came back after I purchased the Chevy, which I got him now. So that's my only bad car salesman experience. But I'm very happy with it, so
yeah.
Hopefully.
No. That's the thing, though. Car salesmen know you want a vehicle, so they're just like, they'll wait for me.
They don't give a fuck.
There's someone else right after you.
There's a good old boy network that goes on.
You gotta know someone.
Yep.
You know,
I test drove a car once, and it sounded like the fucking thing was gonna blow up. And the guy's like, "Did you like it? Was it a good car?" I'm like, no, it sounded like it was gonna fucking explode when I was driving the tire. And he's like, "Oh, it's a good car. What's wrong?" I'm like, "Bullshit." I'm like, "I don't say bullshit, dude. It sounded like it's gonna blow up. You want me to buy this fucking thing just so you get a little more money in your pocket? Fuck you, you piece of shit."
That about like our hometown, there's so many car dealerships.
Are there?
There's a lot. You can go 5 feet, you see a new car dealership.
Mechanics, too. You can't trust anybody. You take your car in the shop, they're like, this is wrong, too.
You need some blinker fluid.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck they're doing with your fucking car in there.
You gotta go to a certified dealership. That's what I used to.
They could be cutting some wires and shit and being like,
Wires
belt shot.
It's been cut out of all wire gets cut.
Look at a rock or something. Your tail light's busted out too. Well, it was busted out when I fucking got out of here. Must have fucking hit it on the back when it was in the back.
That's a pretty shady place.
That's why I try to just like do all my own vehicle service, you know? Like, I got a busted light. I'll fix that shit myself,
Just like in life, if you can do it, why can't I do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I can do it, and I can, you know, just learn how to do it. You'll save so much money. I saved $75 today because my headlight was out. I got on YouTube, looked how to do it, went to Home Depot, bought a metric set of Allen wrenches, undid everything, took me an hour to do it, probably a bloody knuckle or two, but I still replaced my own headlight. like,
and feel satisfied.
Yeah, I didn't go and spend $75 at the dealership that they told me it would cost.
Yeah, YouTube that.
Yeah. So,
no, I had a similar experience at the dealership. I took my truck in to get service, and then they're like, "Oh, sorry, we didn't get a change air filter. We're closed in 9 minutes." And I was just like, "All right, whatever." I was like, "Is it due for an oil or air filter?" And he's like, "Yeah, definitely." So okay, so I looked it up on YouTube. 5 minute video of changing air filter on a Tacoma. I was like, "What the fuck? I'll just do it myself."
Yeah,
you can literally find how to fix a cabinet, how to grease a hinge,
mm-hmm.
how to sew an American flag from scratch. You name it. There is a video on it, a how-to video.
Yeah, the YouTube tutorials, like, are the backbone of this country right now.
Maybe one video that's not out there on how to do something, I guarantee you can't.
I
watched multiple videos on how to do a podcast, okay?
Like, I'm not about it. On a national, either Nat Geo or Discovery, there's a TV show called, like, How To, or How It's Made. It started from there.
Science Channel.
Yeah, and it just started, you know.
Well, it started with the internet, though. What started with the internet was like people were like, "Well, I'm going to teach people how to do this."
You can do how to on Google and it'll show up. A bunch of shit will start popping up. You know, the main thing to look up probably is automotive.
If there's something made in mass production, there's a how to video.
For sure.
How to podcast, how to create a motherboard, how TVs are created, you know. How flags are created, how are teddy bears made, you name it.
How to get your wife to do anal.
Alcohol and pastoral glide.
I've actually seen a lot about that. That's
anal stuff.
How to.
Oh, no.
And you're right.
Ladies out there, get drunk
and take it slow.
Pastoral glide, fellas. Pastoral glide. Do not go in dry.
Where do you get that at? I'm going to write it down.
The CVS Walgreens.
Really?
Pastoral glide.
Is it ASS?
It should be.
Drilled.
You can fit a baseball bat through a keyhole.
Wow. As long as you use Astro Glide, that should be their logo.
Is this a youth baseball bat?
A wiffle bat? Like those big red ones?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, use your Astro Glide.
Commercial.
Yeah, just thought this was a
sponsor.
We are not sponsored by Astro Glide.
But it will take.
Definitely want to be.
Yes.
Not yet.
I will take a 5 gallon bucket, please. I want to pump filters.
You got to pump it out.
Yeah. Start squirting.
It's like, your babe is laying on the bed. You used to go handful of Astro Glide just to go on your day. Are you ready for me now?
I'll stick a tube in her butt. Anyways, car salesmen are pieces of shit. I'm sorry, just like cars, they're not all pieces of shit.
No, there's some good ones.
They most likely are pieces of shit.
You gotta do what you gotta do to make a dollar.
You don't get those fucking.
Yeah, that's the thing. So if one of us were car salesmen, wouldn't we be fucking like working for
people off? You would have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I fuck working for commercial.
When you get a family and shit, you know?
Earn an hourly wage and be like the rest of the people.
Do you know how car dealerships work? How, like, you have to be a licensed car dealership to sell cars or whatever.
Well, what do they teach you? If the car's a piece of shit, tell them that it's a great car. Tell them that it runs good. Let's fucking open the fucking thing up and put the miles down.
Everyone now, you have to be a Carfax. So you look at the number, you look
it's been a collision. If that is
okay, and the only way I could get this information though before we sell the car,
Carvana.
Okay, no, but I'm going to get it like printed out on
paper. Well, you can like ask your dealership. You can go to the library.
You can
go to Carfax.
You literally
ask the dealership, I want to see the Carfax, and they have to show it to you.
All right, let's call my cousin Josh. He's a race car driver, and he knows a lot.
He might race those cars. Is his name Jerry's cars?
Josh,
right here.
His dad actually raced cars for 50 years now.
Jerry's a race car driver.
We had a big party for him.
That checked her flooding.
We had a big party for my uncle. 50 years of racing cars.
I thought it was your cousin.
Yeah.
No, this is Josh's dad.
Oh, okay.
We had a big 50-year party of him racing stock cars in Albion. 2 weeks later, he's working on his car, falls on him.
I heard
it. Crashes him and kills him.
He didn't have wheel ramps on it, did he? Tire ramps.
Is this Jenny's dad?
Jenny.
You knew Jenny.
I worked with Jenny.
Jenny.
All right. What are we going to ask him again?
The Penny?
Jenny. What are we going to ask him again? I forgot.
How bad car dealership?
Still got some.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Are we going to try to be quiet? Or are
we going to smoke?
Weekend, fucking chase.
I don't care what they want to do. I want to hear from my nephew.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anybody else in the club about cars.
I'm trying to think if I know any.
Should we call Koppels?
What does Koppels know about cars?
Nothing.
Love you though, Thomas. We all love Thomas.
Oh, yeah, but
he's not a car.
I'll never forget the time Thomas was driving a club with Tyler Jarvis.
He was hugging a Sunkist machine. And we were all trying to get pop, and it was the only machine that worked. Because he was hugging it. Who is this?
Tyler Jarrett, somebody in my
mind. I don't know if I know that. Is this about him?
Yeah.
We got to put tapes or anything.
Yeah.
If you know what's the answer, it's more than
we all like to. Literally, you guys are like one out of 20 people, and I'm the only person who answered.
You're going to have to cut these out.
That's boring. That's definitely boring.
Fuck you.
Well, let's call Anthony. Do it.
All right.
We haven't called him in a while.
We haven't had him on yet.
Okay.
You know?
He is
really a sweetheart. Is that what you're about to say?
No, he's a really smart guy.
He is. With fishing?
Well, he's.
It's funny words. Okay, they're real fun figure.
What are you doing?
I just got home from looking at a house. For the bed.
What?
Yes, sir.
Where's it at?
Like 150th and State. He's pretty close to Ryan Babcock, actually.
Fucking Ryan Babcock.
I haven't seen that ninja in a minute.
Hey, man, we're doing our podcast, and we were talking about car salesmen and mechanics. Do you trust them?
Dude, not at all.
They
don't take all your money.
That's exactly what we're saying. So how do you get around that? How do you find the best one? Or
well, you just call me because I have every contact for a good job in Omaha and Council Bluffs Metro. So
selling phones and selling cars.
No, phones was 2 years ago.
Holy shit! That was when I bought my phone.
He's working. I know. I made a shit ton of money off of you, dude. Not really, but
yeah, whatever. I pay your salary, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you contributed things for
Yeah. You didn't pull the fast one on you.
I needed a phone. I needed a phone. So that's all.
Yeah, you did. He was a desperate need, so I just knew that I was going to rake him over the
coals. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to want this phone. It's going to be the best phone for the journey.
Right.
No, I did, though. I wanted that phone. Like, I love it. Still have it.
Yes.
So, anyways, what do you fellas?
What are you doing? Come down
here. Are you going to hang out with us tonight?
Possibility.
Oh, DP's with us. Taylor, sorry.
Yeah.
Taylor,
what the fuck?
Oh, man.
I have fishing. Yeah, the one day I'm not fishing, I got a podcast, so.
Well, I might see you guys shortly. I got to the old lady for a minute.
Yeah, make up the story.
Hey, I gotta take the trash out.
You're gonna say you're fucking grandma and daddy.
Going out for cigarettes. Why are you wearing a polo and khakis to take the trash out?
Because I work for State Farm.
Oh, that was so perfect. Well, give us a call in a little bit, bro.
That sounds good. All right,
take it easy.
Nice. That was funny.
Is that like Mr. Tatter,
does he?
No, he works for Napa.
Napa? He sells car parts now. Is that what he wants to call him?
He's always going to, like, NASCAR races and shit. They give him free.
Yeah, he does a lot of.
I have a Napa car, I guess. Yeah, they give him free rims and free tickets to races.
Do you go to NASCAR, though? I mean, like.
If I have the odds on my good buddies.
I don't know. I was talking about NASCAR, and he goes, I understand it. I did like NASCAR. My dad took me to my first NASCAR event. I got fucked up, and it is amazing there. They party hard, and just like the strip club. You bring in your own alcohol.
Yeah, they do drink a lot. How do you do that?
But if you bring in your own alcohol.
Well, I mean, like, how many times can you watch a car drive around?
No, but if you're alive, it should be healthy. Wait, first of all, I was a NASCAR fan back in the day.
Oh, I drove a fucking race car.
Yeah.
The stupid ass little one. Pre-rounds or whatever. Yeah, you just be like, I mean, you're fucking like white knuckle the whole way.
took this picture.
Oh, I
oh, is that her?
That's her.
All right. So,
you didn't even see her.
I came over to this place's house and did this podcast. And she got fucked up.
We got fucked up
beforehand, during, and after. So, we went down to Sullivan's. We're sitting at the bar. And a couple of girls came by, and Chase said, hey, let me buy you a drink. Let's do some shots. And I'm having a conversation with Lane. And this girl was belligerent. Like,
I don't remember that.
She was super drunk. Like, super, super. Like, she should have got kicked out a long time ago. I didn't know how she got in there. But she couldn't really walk. So she was hanging all over. Chase was like, get away from me, blah, blah, blah. She just kept on talking to him.
I told her I had a girlfriend.
Yeah. And he kept talking to him and kept talking to him. And she's like, oh my God, you're like the cutest guy I have ever seen. Blah, 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 blah. And she would not leave Chase alone. So Chase's like, dude, you have to help me get her away from me. So she went to the bathroom, so we were like, let's get out of here. I'm like, no, we just got here. Let's just have a couple of drinks. So she comes back, and I just go, hey, want to get tagged in tonight? Try to push her, you know, try to fucking offend her and get her away from here.
Oh, she's fucked up.
Yeah, she was super drunk, and she takes her fist, or her, and starts choking me. And then the bartender catches her, security comes, and they're just, you know, yelling at her, what are you doing? Like, I'm sitting here. She attacked me. I didn't do anything.
They weren't yelling at you at all. They were yelling at her.
Yeah, they were yelling at her. So basically, she got kicked out for what I said, but she shouldn't have been there in the first place. They bought me a shot for handling it so well. And then we ended the night pretty well.
I don't remember the end of the night.
So, guys out there, that's what you do.
You blame it on the girl.
If you want to take the away from you, whisper in her ear, hey, do you want to have a threesome?
I just got to the limit.
No one will ever believe the woman. So.
She was super drunk by herself. Her friends came up to her like 4 or 5 times. Trying to pull her back.
I remember that.
Pull her back into her friend's group and said, you need to come with us. And she was just sloppy drunk, falling all over the place. And that was the first thing I thought of. And it was execution and perfection.
But she, like, tried to choke you out.
Yeah, she literally came at me like a spider monkey on jacked up on my floor. And the bartender saw it, his big Hawaiian bar, our bouncer saw it. Executed her, I put her in a chokehold.
Executed her?
Yeah, literally, there's
but I don't remember that.
Her brain went all over the place.
No, but chokehold her out.
They put her, like, fist around her neck and said, calm down. And look at me, I'm like, dude, I'm just sitting here drinking.
I'm trying to freeze something.
I was like, Chase is, like, in trouble. Like, he has a really, pretty cool girlfriend. I don't want him getting in trouble over the drunk girl.
Yeah.
So,
no, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was a pretty good night.
I mean, what if it would have backfired and she would have been like, yeah.
Is your friend in
the
dead?
Yeah.
Is it in the dark
also?
I probably would not.
I was so fucking drunk.
Like, your whole phone's just so far.
Would you do that?
No, never. Never, ever, ever, really. I mean, if it was a couple of guys.
How about a
couple of guys, probably, but not your
girl. I don't know.
What?
3 guys, you'd fuck them all.
Oh, if it was just 3 guys and me?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
But like, with the girl, that's just gross.
What? 3 guys and you.
Oh, sorry. Chase was taking a pee, and like, I got into a conversation of being involved with
people. It's just 3 guys and you. I'm definitely going to go
dead. If he would actually do the threesome, though.
What, with two?
No. A girl and another dude.
A girl and one of your friends.
Yeah, that'd just be weird.
No.
You get a devil's triangle, just like. She sucks, and you
can wear sunglasses. I guess you can't look. You don't know where they're looking.
Yeah.
Are you looking at my dick, bro? I guess I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter, though. You're looking at her pussy.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
You look at me. I'm fucking. I don't think I get it up. No, I just do weird.
Like, that was weird. I'd be laughing.
This is rapid. You've watched me.
No, that was not my fault.
I don't want to hear about this story now.
Never.
Sorry. He's gonna blow you up from a girl.
No, this isn't what happened. We were hanging out and you came home and
yeah, and I was
watching your Taco John's watching it was Family Guy.
So yeah, turn in the living room.
Yeah,
I thought you were your ex-girlfriend.
She asked him, she's like, what if I just start sucking his dick right now?
And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I'll just sit here and watch and watch Family
Guy. So it's not what I cut off. She's like, no, this girl said in front of both of you.
You remember this.
He wasn't there for Because she's like,
no, but you told him about it.
I don't remember. So this girl said, hey, in front of both of you, if I start sucking my boyfriend's dick, you'd be cool with it.
And he's like, yeah, I'll watch.
I watched
for like 5 minutes. I want to get slayed.
I entertain you.
Yeah,
maybe. I watched for like 5 minutes and I'm like,
no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You like made phone calls. You're like, you're a male or you're a female.
wants to cut off his wiener and become Claudiette. Also love you, Chase.
Yeah, I'm not going to be Claudiette ever.
Your little wiener can turn into a big clit.
Kevin.
You know how sexy that would be?
Yeah, I mean.
You gotta lose your beard, though.
You might start saying, I have to start dating. If I want some dick in my life,
what do you mean? In your life? Your whole life's been around.
Yeah, you just text me.
What's that?
You said, what's
Taylor doing?
So what's Taylor doing? I want some dick. Oh, he's free all night. No.
But you bring up a good point about you don't care about trends.
No!
Centers. Just don't push it off on me.
Yeah.
But one of your favorite bands transitioned.
Yes.
But I still listen to them. They're still a great band. I mean, their music sort of went down the drain.
But it
really did.
I haven't listened to them.
Well, obviously, you can't go from punk to a female energy lead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's.
But you cannot just. Go over science.
No.
Well, just because you cut off your balls and dick does not mean you're a girl. You do not have ovaries and have eggs and everything else in you. You're still not a girl.
Men have given birth.
Bullshit. What are you talking about?
There was like some dude that was like,
Shut up.
It's all bullshit.
It was probably a female who took a whole bunch of testosterone and had a clit for a dick.
You cannot, even if it's on the internet,
There's no fucking way.
You're an idiot. I could put it on.
I'm going to say the wrong word right now and call you a retard for even saying
it. We could put on our podcast that you had a baby.
Yeah. April's ugliest woman had a baby.
That's how we can blow up.
Dispensers in male's bathrooms saying not everyone who menstruates is a woman.
That's awful.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're putting vodka in them?
I wish.
Well, yeah, I'll pull mine out right now because I need a refill.
Yeah, but
I ain't dying here.
You guys, we're unqualified to be talking about trans.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about. It's science. Males are males. Females are females.
I think you're pro on trans.
I'm not. All I know is Snapchat filter.
It doesn't help that we're like 18 beers in, 15 shots of tequila.
Yeah.
This is my first beer. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't think so. You're almost
saying you do not want to start this podcast off with lies. You do not want to lie to your listeners.
I'm all
just tell them. Tell them the truth.
The listeners like Chase's lies. They think it's like endearing.
It's like, I'm a straight male. I have a girlfriend.
I'm cisgender.
Yes.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Well, I'm weird.
It's so gay.
Chase is coming out. He's coming out on this podcast. This is how you get viewers.
I am straight.
Wow.
I like the gentleman with
that. How you tell yourself every day you wake up. I'm a straight man. Today, I am going to be straight like David.
I wake up and I'm like, God, I wish there was some fucking
booty
in my fucking face right now.
Do you prefer it, like, when they sit on top of you? Or are you not an ass eater, or do you like to be on top?
It's always asking your cousin.
Always.
At least you get at least tickling.
If I lean, I don't give a fuck.
You do not ask each strange. That's just number one rule.
Well,
I'm going
to the best ass to eat.
Oopsie.
Define strange, though.
We go to a bar and pick up a stranger.
You've met her for an hour.
An hour?
This is the hottest chick in the world. You just picked up. You think because you're drunk. You're not going to lick her butt.
How is you're going to lick her butt?
Okay, I'll.
Especially if she's like, lick my butt, Taylor.
This is when I get a 5 gallon thing of aftercare.
No, actually, Taylor would be like, lick my butt first.
I got the Astro Blade. Don't worry.
Yeah. You pull it.
You're
like
a
whole fucking
hate me.
Jiffy Lube thing.
Not
5x30, it looks like it is.
No, man, the 50 gallon drum.
50 gallon drum, it looks like an astronaut.
Hey, sorry.
This 5x30, I'm not
like a paint
sunglasses on, man.
See, how do the people know to call you?
They don't. You can answer it, too. Hello.
What up? You guys podcasting?
We are.
This is the IRS. Dan, you owe us $15,000.
$15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah,
now you're
fucked. Hold on. Keep up your
See, you bring us over LSD or cocaine to make up your difference.
I have neither.
Where are you at? Are you running right now?
No, I just got done with all that shit. I'm going home and showering because I probably overdid it. I'm pretty beat.
Yeah, you've been working out for a while.
Better clean that water bottle up for sure.
I don't know. Here you guys very well.
We were just talking about buttholes. That's all.
And Astroglide.
Buttholes, huh? I mean, what do you guys
do
with your buttholes?
How we
like
them. That's what the podcast is based on, is buttholes. Yeah. It's called the Pat Podcast.
Butthole buttholes.
Butthole talk.
I think, well, last time I was over podcasting you guys were talking about buttholes and licking them.
No, actually, you brought up buttholes.
I didn't bring up buttholes. You
said buttholes were the newest thing in 2019. Like, who wants a sloppy vagina when you have a nice, tight butthole?
It's true.
No slop there.
He's like, well, I'm just going to stay home tonight.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dan. Yeah, we're probably honestly wrapping up podcast.
Yeah.
Going for a little while.
Way too much butthole talk.
Not enough butthole talk.
Or just the right amount.
All right, we'll come over.
I'm going to shower and probably eat real quick, and then I'll see what's going on. But
all right, yeah, okay, text me before that.
All
right.
Or when you're done.
Love you.
All right. Cool. Love you. Love you. Love you. Guys doing
oh, shit, it turns the guy's face into a butthole.
No, it's there's guys' buttholes and two of women's buttholes.
Oh, nice, clean, waxed buttholes.
Yeah,
I see a taint and all of a sudden,
ooh, that's terrible. What
you doing? In the background.
You like it, though.
No, it's a puss.
You girl, what you doing?
Goes around
looking at me. Just give it to me.
Oh, fuck.
How are you doing there?
What are you doing?
All right. You say steak.
You say steaky butthole.
Well, Taylor, thanks for joining us on the podcast again.
Thank you.
Thanks for fucking clearing your phlegm throat, Chase.
No problem.
I know the fans love it.
Yeah.
That's like the one compliment
we hear all the time.
By that time, you guys see the celebrities, Chase and Lane, can you tell Chase not to clear his throat every time in the microphone? Yeah, I guess I can do that.
I'm older, I'm sorry. I got this phlegm. You
saw my fucking
dress.
Well,
what did you do?
Or what?
Well, actually. Okay. Anyways, no one heard that.
No. We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
Probably not.
I won't.
Alright.
I will.
Fuck you, Chase.
Maybe
this is a good time to.
Fuck you!
Maybe this is a good time to bring out Chase and his addiction to cocaine. Chase, we think you have an addiction. You need help.
I've never done coke in my life.
You've smoked crack every day.
I literally watched you smoke something out of a light bulb on the way here.
Yeah.
No light bulb.
You literally licked a guy's butthole for the meth.
Well,
that was my butthole.
I had an Elaine a favor.
But you wanted my meth
all life. Anyways, what I wanted to say was that we are Trash Talk Omaha, and don't you fucking forget that. Please.
Fuck you, Chase.
Fuck you, Journey.
Fuck Rickards. Fuck you, Taylor.
Fuck Rickards.
Fuck Rickards.